Blog Talk Radio.
Production.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. I am Mansoor Bey, the host of Ask Mansoor Bey, where I encourage people to know risk and no reward, because when you manage well, you don't have to be a slave for money or an unfortunate circumstance. So far, I have three broadcasts covering what is an asset protection portfolio, how borrowing money is keeping you away from financial freedom, how financial miseducation is passed from generation to generation, and now how to quickly assess if a financial product will be good at growing your money. Have you always wanted to be able to do compound interest problems in your head? Perhaps not, but it's a very useful skill to have because it gives you a lightning fast benchmark to determine how good or not so good a potential investment is likely to be. Then my question would be, how would you even know if investing into a financial product is worth your time and money? I know I didn't know many, many occasions. I just ended up taking somebody else's word for it, the way popular opinion tells us to do, to ask someone who's more knowledgeable than you are in that given area, and it's normally after the fact that we see something that hasn't quite performed the way it was presented. And that, my friend, is why they say there is a sucker born every minute. We all have been tricked one time or more occasions, and there's no need in getting angry. It's just a classic case of not having the financial acumen. So we got to learn the rules and read the handbook. So let me ask you another question. Do you know what is a good return or a rate of return on investment? This is something that you want to know if you're investing your money into financial products and the like. And another thing, do you know how long it would take to double, triple, or quadruple your money? Well, if you said no to all the above, then you're certainly in the right place. When you invest your money, you expect to reap the biggest reward possible. Like the saying goes, that the greater the risk, the greater the reward. That's sometimes true, but for example, buying stocks, while risky, can potentially leave you with a higher return than you get from buying bonds. Or if you're trying to compare certificates of deposits or savings account, the annual percentage yield, or APY, tell you which one will give you the greater return on your investment. Have you ever heard of an APY? If not, then what is it and how does it work? Well, the APY, or annual percentage yield, is the magic that shows you how your money will grow in a year. For example, if you invest $1,000 at 5% interest for 15 years, you end up with the $1,000 principal plus $750 in interest. That's a total of $1,750. Or if instead you invest at a 5% annual compound interest, you'll have about $2,079. And compounded monthly, you'll have about $2,114. Now, the APY is the profit on your money. But the real magic comes when you earn a higher rate of return on your investment. Instead of investing at 5%, what if you could invest at 8%, 10%? Your money would pour in at a greater rate. And knowing if a rate is good is very important when it comes to your money. You're the one who took the time to set it aside for education, retirement, buying a house, or whatever purpose you decided. The money is your leverage. It's what buys your freedom. And we all know stuff in the mattress is not going to get you that freedom. So we definitely want to choose a sound investing goal to help us hit our target. Next, we have to figure out how much money and time we'll have to invest and how far is the finish line. Then we have our information. We can calculate what gets us from here to there. This is where the magic of knowing the little tricks of calculating time and compounding interest will help. For example, if you can sell something next year for $1,100 and want to make a 10% profit on it, what should you pay for it now? The math is simple. Your price plus a 10% return equals $1,100. Now, $1,100 is 110% of the price. Now, divide $1,100 by 110% and you get $1,000. This means that you must pay no more than $1,000 right now to get a 10% return when you sell. How do you calculate that 10%? Suppose you invested $1,000 and in 2 years you sell the investment for $1,500. You now made $500 in profit with an amazing 50% return. But don't relish on your profit for too long, because now you have to take 15% of that away to pay $75 in capital gains taxes. So you're left with $1,475. That's a 47.5% return in 2 years. Not bad, but don't stop there, because now you have to account for 2 years of inflation at 3%, leaving you with $1,388. That's still not shabby with 38.8% return after 2 years, but it's a lot less than the $1,500 or 50% return you had when you started. The annual rate of return on an investment is the profit you make on that investment in a year. So ask yourself, for every dollar you invest, how much profit do you want to make in a yearly period? The simple way to calculate annual return is to look at a simple percentage. You invested $100 and made $3. So your return is $3. Divide by $100, which comes out to 3%. The right way to calculate this is to factor in inflation, taxes, and fees. After all, you want to know what a hypothetical $1 million now will buy you in 10, 20, or 40 years. And with inflation, you have to plan for those factors with your capacity for risk in mind in order to find the best return on investment. Now, let me cover a little broader view about inflation, taxes, and fees. We all know prices rise over time. Maybe you have a cable internet bill that keeps going up, or maybe you can remember when milk cost less than $3 per gallon. There are many economic reasons why prices go up gradually over time. This is normal economics. And when it comes to money, inflation means that over time, a dollar is worth a little bit less. Inflation has traditionally been around or about 2 or 3% a year, but much less since the 2008 financial crisis. But it's a good rule of thumb to go by. So it's imperative you understand the implications of inflation for your investments, because if you're saving up for retirement in 20 or 30 years, inflation will work against you. $1 million is a lot of money, but it won't buy as much in 20 or 30 years as it will today. But $1 million would have bought a lot more 20 or 30 years ago. So if an investment grows more slowly than inflation, you're losing money because your buying power is decreasing. For example, if you need $1,000 a month to pay your expenses now, and you think those expenses will rise to $1,200 when you retire, you'll need to make $1,200 a month to pay your bills. Assuming inflation is between 2 and 3% annually, any investment that earns you money over the long term must make at least 3% a year just for you to break even. Unlike stocks and real estate that offers no guarantee, a properly structured dividend-paying life insurance policy beats inflation and taxes, and it even builds your wealth by compounding your cash value. Now, we all know taxes are as inevitable like death. So when you sell most kinds of investments, you'll have to pay taxes on the profit you made. The specific taxes you will pay depends on the type of investment, how long you held it, your other income, and where you live. And I would highly recommend consulting with a tax professional to learn what you can and cannot do, as well as take a little bit of time for yourself in doing your own due diligence. Now, the broad picture with taxes is similar to inflation. However, to calculate an effective rate of return and to see if your invested money is actually growing, you must factor in taxes. For example, if you are subjected to United States capital gains tax, then figure on paying 15% in taxes on the profit of any investment you sell, especially if you hold it for at least a year. The resulting amount is your effective profit. Now, you can delay taxes if you invest pre-tax income in something like an employer-sponsored 401k, 403b, or simplified employee pension, or SEP. In the theory, your marginal tax rate will be lower in the future than it is now. Or to avoid taxes, invest post-tax income in a Roth IRA and avoid paying any taxes on gains in the future. But going this way, the government will eventually get its due. So plan for it. Now, when you go with a properly structured dividend paying life insurance policy, it grows tax deferred to give you control on paying taxes on your gains, and you're guaranteed to get a retirement income that's tax free income. Now, what about fees? Basically, if you're paying no fees on your investment and savings products, then you're ahead of the game. But if you're paying a broker fees or for every transaction, and if you're investing in mutual funds and stocks, you may be paying additional fees. For example, let's say your average mutual fund return on investment is 5% annually, and you're paying 2% in fees, then you're only getting a 3% return. And I would recommend you looking at another financial product unless you're happy with your profit riding alongside inflation. I know I would be. Now, moving on to return on investment, better known as the ROI, what does it mean? Basically, it means for every dollar you put in, what kind of profit can you expect? The return on investment percentage is useful in comparing investments, even if they're not otherwise similar. For example, buying a dividend-paying life insurance policy that raises its dividend every year is different from buying a traditional whole life or term insurance policy. The risk profile for companies offering life insurance policies will be different. An A-rated company is the way to go, but not all A ratings are the same, so you'll want to do some research at organizations like A&M Best, Standard & Poor's. Furthermore, Your target rate of return determines which opportunities make sense for you. Let's assume that inflation is an annual 3% and capital gains are 15%. If your target is a 15% return before inflation and taxes, you'll end up with 12.4% return. And if you pay 20% in capital gains taxes, you'll end up with 11.6% return. A really good return on investment for an active investor is 15% annually. It's aggressive, but it's achievable if you put in time to look for bargains. Now, you can double your buying power every 6 years if you make an average return on investment of 12% after taxes and inflation every year. More importantly, you can beat the market at that rate. That's your goal. Now, anyone promising a reliable and higher investment return is taking big risks, but the best investment returns do take on risk. But repeatability is more important over the long term than one huge winning streak, followed by a mediocre or terrible performance. Now, the reality is the average return on investment for most investors may be sadly much lower, around 2 to 3%. Putting your money in a bank account will give you a negative return after inflation and taxes. So will a CD or a money market account. Investing in treasury bills may let you avoid taxes, but in the past few years, they've underperformed inflation. Even the most conservative tax-free investment strategy of buying municipal bonds can get you a 4% tax-free every year, depending on whether you pay state or local taxes on your returns, and that's 1% or 2% after inflation, a mediocre return. All things considered, but very conservative. It will take 35 to 72 years to double your money. Frankly, who wants to wait that long? And you certainly can do a whole lot better than that. Now, use a benchmark of 6 or 7% for a good return on investment. The reason I go with dividend-paying life insurance is because they haven't failed to pay in over 150 years. It uses compound interest, and you don't have to worry about how the market behaves when it comes to invested money. They guarantee your return, so you're not at risk at losing everything if the market crashes. And if you're going through the work of choosing your own investments, you deserve to make at least that. So settle for nothing less. Knowing financial rules can do wonders for you, be it in investing or in your day-to-day activities. So I'm going to give you 5 little tricks for quickly estimating return on investment and other financial queries in no time. Now, the first tip, the rule of 72, which allow you to calculate how fast you can double your money. You simply divide 72 by the interest rate at which you are compounding your money, and you will arrive at the number of years it will take to double in value. For instance, your money will double in 3 years if you are compounding at 24%. It's good to practice with the rule of 72 to get an intuitive feeling for the way compound interest works. So, how many years would it take for an investment to double at an interest rate of 7%? Your answer should be 10 years. And why stop at doubling your money? Because there's nothing sacred about doubling your money. You can also get a simple estimate for other growth factors. The second tip is the rule of 114, which you can use this method to estimate how much it would take to triple your wealth. Just like the rule of 72, but you're going to divide 114 by the interest rate to know how many years it would take for your money to triple. Now, tip number 3 is similar to the other two tips, but it's the rule of 144, which tells investors how much time their money or investment will quadruple. For instance, if you're investing $10,000 at 12% interest rate, it would take 12 years to quadruple your money to $40,000. Now, tip number 4 is minus 100 minus your age, which is used for asset allocation in the financial world. All you have to do is subtract the age from 100 to identify how much of your portfolio should be allocated to equities. For instance, if your age is 20, then the logic says you should allocate 80% of your equities and the rest towards debt. And now for tip number five is the 50-20-30 tip, which is a handy guide for budgeting. Now, this tip can help you to save well and manage your day-to-day expenses. The tip says that 50% of the money you earned after taxes, which is your net income, should go towards living expenses, including electricity bill, your water bill, telephone bill, groceries, and other sorts of liabilities you have. Another 20% should be set aside for short-term goals and an emergency fund. Then you should be able to save at least 30% of your take-home for long-term goals. Pretty nifty tips, right? Okay. Now, the moral of this broadcast is don't store any money under your mattress or bury it in the backyard. You want to keep your money invested in financial vehicles that are very likely to outpace inflation. Inflation is public enemy number one when it comes to wealth creation. It can silently erode the value of your money, but public enemy number two is just as ferocious, because knowing what financial vehicle to invest your hard-earned money in without taking a loss could possibly set you back or break you. Because let's face it, who wants to lose money? I hear people say the greater the risk, the greater reward, but I would only say take higher risks when you have disposable income, not with money you can't afford to lose. And when it comes to assessing so many financial and investment products that are available today, you want to be able to know unequivocally which one will perform the best for you after utilizing the quick tips. So if you want a safe place to park your money, and with compound interest, then building an asset protection portfolio is by far the best way to go. Actually, there is nothing else out there that even compares to do what a dividend-paying life insurance policy can do. And for more information, you can contact me at www.mansourbey.com. That's MANSOURBEY.com. Or either through one of my social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram under my moniker, Ask Mansour Bey. And that's ASKMANSOURBEY. Or by phone at area code 305, number 964-8858. And that's 305-964-8858 during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll basically give you a free consultation and risk assessment to determine the best plan of action for you, your family, and business, putting you on your way to building an asset protection portfolio, one or several policies at a time. Now, this goes without explanation. I know some people are inundated or swamped with trying to balance their life and finances between a job, family, children, even school and other commitments. So I'd have an opportunity for you to plug into what's called the 140 Club that'll help you build a six-figure income in 1 to 3 years, allowing you to cash checks on three income streams along the way. That pays out daily, monthly, and even bonuses. That way, in the beginning, you can focus on what you do best while your income is organically growing and your insurance benefits are growing at the same time. Now, with that said, I'm out of time for today. Everyone that is listening to this broadcast, and I hope that my quick tips and financial advice will help you to quickly assess if a financial or investment product will perform the way you need it to. So if you're willing to expand your learning and break old habits, then keep joining me weekly on Fridays. Also, please feel free to ask any questions or tell me if this broadcast was helpful in the broadcast's comment section. And one last thing, if you're listening to this live, the podcast will be available shortly for replay to use at your discretion. And again, thank you and God bless.